Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been looking at a verse that we've used in Share-a-thon for many years, the book of Ephesians chapter number 3 and verse number 20, where the Bible says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us." And this week we've been pursuing the thought, God is able. And on Monday we talked about the ability of God, his present ability. The Bible says now. I'm glad that the Lord changes not, that he is the immutable God, meaning that he does not change past, present, or future. And then on Tuesday we talked about his personal ability. The Bible says now unto him. And I'm glad we don't worship a thing. I'm glad we don't worship a dumb idol, but I'm glad we worship a person eternal in the heavenlies, the man Christ Jesus, the God-man. And then the Bible says, now unto him that is able to do. And yesterday we talked about his practical ability. Now unto him that is able to do. I'm glad that he is able, but I'm glad he's able to do. You know, the false gods of this world and of many of the world religions, they do nothing. They set food before them on a daily basis, and yet it's never consumed. They offer flowers and incense and all these other things before their gods, and yet they've never seen their God do anything. And yet they take those things that are naturally occurring in life, that are pleasant, and attribute them to their God. Well, I'm glad to report to you that we don't have to search or try to make up something that God has done to prove that he exists. But the fact that we're saved, we know in our hearts that he is certainly alive and well. And someone said, well, you can't prove that God exists because you can't see him. And my response to that is, well, have you ever seen the wind? And the truth of the matter is, no, you haven't, and I haven't either. You've only seen the results of the wind. You've never seen wind. You can't see wind. It's clear. You can't see the movement of air. You can feel it. You can see the things that it moves. You can see it, but you've never seen wind itself. Well, may I say the same analogy is true. I've never seen God, but I sure have felt him, and I sure have seen what he's done. So the practical ability. But then we're going to go one step beyond that today and talk about his plentiful ability. The Bible says exceeding abundantly above. The word exceeding, the dictionary says it means going beyond, surpassing, excelling, or outdoing. The word abundantly, the dictionary says it means fully, amply, plentifully, in sufficient degree. And then the dictionary says the word above, it means beyond and in excess. And so all three of these words are very, very close in definition. But it brings on a principle in Scripture that rather than use ER as a term of comparison on the end of a word or EST as we do, we would say it is, you know, it's big or it's bigger or it's biggest. That's the three terms of comparison. But in Scripture, words were repeated to give the same meaning. So, in other words, if you said it's big, that would obviously stand for itself. But if you said it's big, that would carry the idea that it's bigger. But if you said it's big, then that carried with it the highest term of comparison, the biggest. You see, that's why God described himself and the angels cry around the throne of God, holy, holy, holy. It's not that God's just holy. And it's not that God's just holier, but three times he's holiest. Well, it's interesting that God used a slightly different word to show the different facets of his plentiful ability, but yet three times the Scripture teaches that he's able to do exceeding abundantly above. I'm glad today we serve a God that's able, and I'm glad that his ability is not slack in this present hour. Our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may we trust, believe, and rest in your ability in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.